property or not. Leading our 5 o'clock National Tea Company news, it's reported that the stock market crash in late October won't have any big effect on Superior and state area businesses. That's the opinion of merchants and industry leaders that were surveyed. Wisconsin Governor Walter Kohler says that low interest rates and less Wall Street speculation will lead to a more solid 1930. Kohler also says emphasis on dairy co-ops will help farmers this year. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has this report for us from Superior businessmen. Mike, a generally copacetic view for 1930.
Definitely, Lou. No one's expecting a boom year, but the secretary of the Superior Merchants Association, Emmett Moran, expects a solid year this year. Moran admits the Black Thursday crash, which was followed by another deeper low the following Tuesday on Wall Street, has already been felt here. But Moran says it's just a bump in the road. He says credit collections have been spotty, but not abnormally bad. Other things he's watching include an ambitious local construction schedule in Superior and Duluth, especially the 339 grain elevator tanks at the Great Northern Elevator in Eloise. Meanwhile, Superior Postmaster Fred Thompson expects postal receipts to be better once all the information is in for 1929 and expects 1930 to continue that pace. Port officials expect another strong year in grain and iron ore as long as steel demand continues to be high. So generally, a cheerful look at 1930, Lou, by local business leaders.
Continuing the news, firemen have finally gotten the fire out at the Rice Coal Dock on the St. Louis River in West Duluth. The blaze was contained to an abandoned tunnel under a huge pile of coal at the dock site. It was finally extinguished yesterday. And firemen had to roll a pumper out onto the ice in Superior's East End in an effort to put out a blaze on a new freighter that was wintering there. The William Mather is at the Great Northern Docks in Eloise. It had a fire in its hold, possibly started by spontaneous combustion. Firemen pumped water from the bay into the Mather's hold. Damage was minor, contained mostly to the coal bunkers. Spanish-American War veterans should get increased benefits from Congress. That's the opinion of John Sabom of Gordon in a letter to Superior's Mayor George E. Dietrich. Sabom is urging the mayor and the city council to pass a resolution supporting more benefits for Spanish-American vets. Former President Calvin Coolidge could make a return trip to Superior and the Brule River this summer. In 1928, Coolidge made Superior Central High School the summer White House for the 3 months that he spent fishing the Brule and spending time at the Cedar Island Lodge. In a letter to the Superior Evening Telegram managing editor, Coolidge wrote that he would like to return here again and has fond memories of his 1928 stay. During that time, he stayed with Clay Pierce, owner of Cedar Island Lodge. His fishing was successful in part thanks to the local Indian guide, John LaRocque, who showed the president some different techniques to land a good-sized trout. Former Senator Irving Lenroot is also contemplating his summer home, and the Judge Lenroot could invite the former president to stay with him. Mr. Coolidge's letter said that he was unsure if he would return to Superior or not, but he would enjoy the possibility. A gang of 10 youths has been rounded up in Ashland County in Mellon and will be arraigned in Ashland Juvenile Court. The 10 are accused of ransacking boxcars and summer homes for the past 2 years. A catch of stolen goods was found in a Mellon warehouse, and it was linked to the teen gang. Big news about the new state park in the Mellon-Glidden area of central Ashland County. Lake Superior District Power Company and the Border Land Company have sold about 520 acres of land around Copper Falls to the state of Wisconsin. The county register, W.C. Knowles, reports the transaction was filed with his office last week. And this could be a great thing for tourism in the Mellon-Glidden, Highbridge-York area, as anglers would be able to take advantage of the opportunities to fish the area. The Copper Falls State Park idea has already been recommended by the state legislature. It would include the copper-colored water from the Bad River, Tyler Falls, Copper Falls, Tyler Forks, and the beautiful Pinoki Mountain Range and Gorge. Lake Superior District Power Company sold the land to the state for $10,000. We'll look at more news next after a word from our sponsor, National Tea Company, Quality Grocers in Superior.
Thank you, Lou. Quality Grocers is correct. That's the National Tea Company, Quality Grocers. And listen to these prices they have on sale now. Swift's Hickory Smoked Sliced Bacon, 29 cents per pound. Homemade Swedish-style potato sausage, three rings, I said three, for 25 cents. And here's Good Luck Oleo, 1 pound carton for 27 cents. A head of lettuce, well, two for 25 cents. And that's not the complete list of bargains, folks, at National Tea Company, the Quality Grocers in Superior. Lou.
Well, Minnesota Governor Theodore Christensen looks more and more like a candidate for the United States Senate in this year's election. Republican Christensen announced that he will not seek another term as governor, but stopped short of saying that he'll run against the Democratic incumbent, Senator Thomas Shaw. Christensen says it's too early to start the 1930 U.S. Senate campaign. The population of the United States continues to grow. New statistics by the Bureau of Economic Research shows a 14 million person increase since the end of the World War, with our population estimated to be over 119 million people. Well, it's the time for the roll of car accidents following New Year's celebrations of last week. Statewide, five people were killed over the holiday weekend from auto mishaps. Fortunately, nothing so drastic as that happened in the Superior and Duluth area. The only injury was to a 22-year-old Carl Johnson of South Superior, whose car overturned after hitting a telephone pole at 36th and Tower. He cut his head. A street lamp at Tower and 12th was knocked over in an accident when Mike Bugle ran into a car owned by Frank Warren. No one was hurt. Illegal booze is being blamed for a crack up of New Year's Eve. C.A. Larkin is being held in the city jail on a drunken driving charge after rear-ending a car driven by George Nelson of Foxborough at 40th and Tower. And this strange but true tale, Jack. Mr. E.A. Malone of Itasca is minus a sedan after a New Year's celebration. It appears that Mr. Malone picked up a man and a woman and went to Oliver to live it up a little bit. Well, Police Detective Ole Peterson says that on the way back, the woman drove and the unknown man hit Mr. Malone on top of the head, tossing him from his own vehicle, leaving him to walk home. The two are still being sought by police. And finally, Jack, our New Year's Eve baby for 1930 is May Helen Dalbeck. May Helen was born at 2 a.m. in her home on East 2nd Street. The proud parents are Mr. and Mrs. Harry Dalbeck. The 6-pound baby was delivered by Dr. C. H. Christensen, who was the first to congratulate the mom and dad. Many gifts from the local merchants, everything from a car ride in a new Buick by Peck Foster Motors to a Gertrude baptismal gown, also a silver spoon, all have been donated. Tell you what, Jack, the best donation that I can think of is lots of free babysitting time and maybe some diaper-changing lessons for Harry Dalbeck.
Nothing to it, Lou. Nothing to it. Just got to be careful where you stick the pin and stay out of the line of fire. Thank you, Lou Martin, with the National Tea Company 5 o'clock news. Let's check our forecast from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth. Still mild tonight, but a little colder, with a low around zero and a high tomorrow with partly cloudy skies at 15 to 20 degrees. Not bad for early January, friends, and I doubt if this will ever be duplicated in our lifetime again. Now let's jump into our wax recordings with this number, a classic from the 20s, My Blue Heaven.
Day is ending, birds are wending back to the shelter of each little nest they love. Nightshades are falling, lovebirds are calling, but what makes the world go round? Nothing but love when whippoorwills call, and evening is nigh. I hurried on my blue heaven. I turned to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. A fireplace, a cozy room, and a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Ah, yes, that was Gene something. If you can think of it, well, call the radio station next week and tell them who it is. It really bothers me that I don't know that. Well, let's move right along here now. Marlene Dietrich wasn't the greatest vocalist in the world, but she had great legs and a kind of a torchy, low voice. Yeah. Let's listen. Lou agrees. Let's listen to that with Marlene Dietrich.
I can't help it.
That was her, the great Marlena Dietrich. As I said, she had the great legs, and they were insured for at least $1 million. She was the first movie star to do anything like that. Nowadays, these young movie stars insure them for much more. But the deal was, back then, in those days, as Lou Martin told me, that was a lot of money, $1 million, and you probably could keep most of it. That's $500,000 a leg. Hey, folks, you play golf? Oh, there's a lot of golfers in this part of the country. And the indoor golf course opens Monday, January 6th at Columbia Clothing with Mr. J.B. Grieg, golf professional at the Gitchinaji Club, in charge. Enrollment may be made by telephoning to the store or to Mr. Grieg personally. The course will be open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Of course, nowadays, if you're going to play golf outside, it has to be with a black ball. More music time, folks. Here's Side by Side with Paul Whiteman. Got a long list of new cars to be added to the U.S. line in 1930. Lou here has a rundown of the cars, mostly big and modern, right, Lou?
That's right, Jack. So really big. You know, the Cadillac is introducing a 16-cylinder luxury automobile this year at the show. The show is opening today in New York. Not as big and showy, but still prominent in today's display, are several new 8-cylinder cars, including 8-cylinder DeSotos, Hudsons, Oaklands, and Dodge Autos. This could mark the demise of the 6-cylinder engine, Jack. Only the Oakland is a V-type, a V8, while the Cadillac is a V16. The only 6-cylinders to be shown are the Essex and the Erskine. Two other cars of interest will be shown in New York, including the Gardner 8. It's a front-wheel drive vehicle, and an Americanized Austin English automobile. All that going on now in New York, Jack. Can you believe a 16-cylinder Cadillac? I wonder how fast she'll go.
Fast enough to empty your pocketbook. Hey, we have some news on a superior couple wed as the New Year is ushered in. Kind of a different wedding. At the stroke of midnight, the year-long courtship of John E. Wold came to a happy ending when he took as his wife Miss Emma Wallen, also of Superior. The midnight marriage was solemnized at the home of Miss Wallen in 1714 Banks Avenue, with shades drawn to discourage New Year's Eve merrymakers from interrupting the ceremony. Six friends of the couple were present as the vows were exchanged, and bells and whistles of Superior and Duluth sounded a stentorian wedding march for the couple. Reverend Samuel Hogander performed the ceremony in the presence of Mrs. Hogander, Miss Bertha Adolphson, Miss Johanna Anderson, and Miss Signe Ingmerson. Mr. and Mrs. Carl Rosberg of Duluth were attendants. Oh, that was a splendid occasion for those folks and the lucky couple. Oh, here's an old-timer, and he's probably going to go on for years yet. Eddie Cantor with Making Whoopee.
On the outside looking in, maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice, the groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What did I hear? Well, can't you guess? He feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. He sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 plus. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, but right into jail. You'd better keep her, you'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
And this is Station KUWS in Superior, making whoopee with the Martin and McKenna Show. How about somebody entertaining us that you will certainly know and remember? And he's still around, going strong with the top hat and all, Ted Lewis. When my baby smiles at me. Thank you.
to paradise. And with my baby, I'll just be all day. There's such a wonderful life of the horizon. The kind of light, you know, the light that just brings love. Oh, I mean the love that brings real harmony. I shine. I cry, oh no, it's just a bit of heaven when my baby smiles at me. Now when my baby smiles at me. So I'm cut it out, will you? Stop it now. And when my baby smiles at me. Oh, there's such a wonderful life. Come to her life. Listen, buddy. Give the folks a smile and just bring love. Give it all, Captain. That's it. That's the smile that brings real harmony. I cry and I cry. Oh, gee. When my baby smiles at me.
Ted Lewis and that smile will do it every time, folks. Well, friends, it's getting late, so we're going to have to leave you now for a while. It's getting time also for the NBC Blue Network News. Next on KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. We'll be back with the Martin and McKenna show, same time, same place, next week. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1930. A weekly original production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior 1930 is written and produced by Mike Simonson with assistance from Brianna Pearson. Tonight's broadcast is dedicated to the memory of Barry Singer, local historian and good friend who loved our past. Assistance in this program comes from the Superior Public Library. All of the events reported on Radio Superior 1930 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcomed at 394-8530, email at simonson@wpr.org, or mail at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior 1930. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.
Good evening. I'm Mike Simonson. Coming up on KUWS Radio News at...